Afternoons with Sophie Formica.
Well, you may have seen a couple of weeks ago on Channel 9's Sunday afternoon program, My Way, a special feature about a Brisbane-based bike building program that's called Traction. Now, Traction was started by a very good friend of mine, Sandy Murdoch, way back in 2015. And at the time, Sandy's mission was really clear. He wanted to empower young people to be involved in building their own futures, and that future be positive. Sandy identified early on that there were programs to identify kids that might be falling through the cracks when they were very young, and so sort of kindy, prep, couple of years of school under their belt, and that there are programs in place to help catch those once they're young adults and are needing a little bit more assistance in life. But there was a real gap in the middle, talking about the kids who are sort of 11, 12 to 15, 16 before they're leaving high school. So the Traction programs are specifically designed to redirect those kids, as I mentioned, as young as 12, the ones who might be finding themselves heading down the wrong path, the ones who may have made one or two poor decisions and really need a guiding hand to keep them on the straight and narrow so that they can find a renewed love of learning, but also so they can find a little bit of faith in themselves and their ability, and they can see a brighter, more positive future for them. So Traction's just been named now as one of three charitable recipients of some proceeds that were raised by the Brisbane Airport Corporation when they do their annual lost charity property auction. It seemed like a perfect opportunity for me to have Sandy join me on 4BC Afternoons. Good afternoon.
Hi, Sophie. Thank you.
In the early days, I did a lot of work with you in some of the very first events to try and get the word out about Traction. It has grown exponentially since those first days in the bike shed. Tell us a little about the journey and where you are now.
Oh, Sophie, it's been 9 years and we've supported over 2,300 young people since then. It's been an amazing journey, a real privilege for us, because when we started, and you're right, we saw and we had a lot of feedback from schools in particular that young people as young as 11 and 12 were falling through the cracks in the traditional classroom and disengaging and actually dropping out of school. And what we sought to do early on was to engage them in a hands-on learning environment with mentors where they could complete projects and experience a sense of success. So really discover strengths that perhaps they didn't know they had, to inspire them about what their potential could be, to have them take some responsibility also for their learning journey. And pretty soon we figured that this program was getting great results, and we built so much more structure in it since then. We've benchmarked, you know, world's best practice about how do you engage young people positively. We have, through our own experience now across Southeast Queensland, taken the program further to see that it's really effective from an early intervention and prevention sense at getting kids and their learning journey back on track.
I always was really struck in those early days by being reminded that the bike building is kind of ancillary to the real work that's being done. And in those early days, I remember once you just saying to me the difference between the first time a young kid, mostly boys but girls as well, will walk into the bike shed to maybe a few weeks later when you see them again, where all of a sudden they're looking you in the eye, they're shaking your hand, they have a sense of purpose, they've got a job that they've got to do, and that they're held accountable for that job. Those soft skills that so many young people are missing out on, I know that many of them are coming from parts of Southeast Queensland and now across the state where there are vulnerabilities.
There's no doubt our young people are experiencing challenges. And the environment we create is designed to meet them where they're at. It's a safe learning environment. So we sometimes, like you say, see the kids smile for the first time in week six of the program, where they're just putting their paint on their bike after spending 3 weeks sanding it back and the hardest work some of them have ever done. But they've pushed through and they see the results from their effort. They've been acknowledged for strengths that they didn't know they had, like courage, like respect. And they're taking responsibility for goals they set each day. Mm. They are in a group. It's not one-on-one mentoring. It's a peer group of six young people for whom they've formed connections and friendships, with whom they feel a sense of belonging, they feel accepted by. And the best kudos you can get is from a mate. As much as we try and be positive role models for them as mentors, it's when their friends acknowledge them for the good work they've done. And we see the goals they're setting each day around their bike projects and around their behaviour and being accountable and reflecting at the end of the day about how they've gone, they're taking that back to school. Mm. They're now realising, hey, if my bike's not going to build itself, I've got to put the effort in. It's the same in maths or it's the same in English. If I have a trouble with what I'm learning, I don't understand, if I'm respectful and ask my teacher for help, like the mentors at Traction are there to help me, my teachers are also there to help me. So it's about taking that responsibility because it's keeping their options open for the bright futures they can create for themselves.
Tell us about one of the kids who you've been able to, you know, because I know some of them already come to you having had a couple of run-ins, either in the school environment or maybe even with police.
Yeah.
And they're on that precipice of making, you know, one more decision that might see them coming back from being on a path that it's much more difficult to turn back from.
Yeah, look, it can be young people who just have not had their potential unlocked, and some have made those poor choices, and some need a bit of guidance as to how to make healthy choices and to be respectful and to be recognised for their potential. You talk about the community that we serve. It's very inclusive. So last term, 27% of our young people were girls and 24% were First Nations young people. So we're really reaching a diverse range of young people and they're well welcomed and included and safe in our environment. After 9 years, we're hearing from young people who did the program in our early days. We had a call and a message over social media from a young man from the Redlands who, when he was with us, had identified he wanted to be in the Navy. And then he shares he's in the Navy and sends the photo of him standing in uniform on the deck of a big frigate ship. And he was proud as punch to let us know where he's at. And there were people at that time when he expressed that hope for his future that thought, here we go again, just another mad idea that this kid who talks a lot has just, but he's brought it to life.
Yeah, good
he's
on him.
Building his own futures. We've had young girls who are first in their family to complete high school. And I remember talking to one girl who at the end of grade 9, she did our program, finished, said, how are you feeling? She said, I'm a bit nervous because no one in my family's ever finished high school and I'm going into grade 10 next year. And we know that she's gone on to successfully complete high school, first in her family, but she's also doing a diploma of science. And you think she's going further with her education and discovered a passion, not just for learning, but a real interest in science. Now, a lot of people think that Traction's about people getting into trades and pathways, which for many, because they're kinetic learners, they're hands-on learners, they love that pathway and they're out there to, you know, become an electrician, to work in the fields that we so desperately need in community to be filled. But we also get kids who are interested in IT, kids who, you know, are interested in mathematics and science. So often they're just isolated and they've not got the social and emotional skills or confidence at the early age as they're transitioning into middle school and starting their sort of high school journey. They've not got that circle of support around them. They often just don't have any friends.
I know fundraising at the moment is really tough right across the board for charities. So a nod like this from the BAC, you know, through the Children's Fund, I'm sure has been well received.
Oh, it's fantastic. So we're able to, with the funds, acquire a vehicle, a van, we call it a mobile workshop, that goes out into community and with all the equipment that we need to run our bike building program. They go to schools, they go to communities where we don't have our own facilities. We meet the kids in their communities and they can complete the program. So this van will go across southeast Queensland with bikes, with tools, with bike stands, with marquees, whatever we need so that kids can have a different learning experience for a day of the week across the school term.
How many workshops have you grown to now?
We've got one in the Redlands. We've got one also in Yerongpilly on Brisbane South Side. We have some space we access in Bow Desert, but increasingly we are activating spaces that are actually not that well used during the week in community. For example, in Pimpama-Coomera area, we've been fortunate to deliver the program in the Girl Guides Hut, which is very busy on weekends and in evenings, but is underutilised during the week. So this is the model that we're taking. We're not capital or facility heavy. We go out to where the need is, Moreton Bay, Ipswich, Northern Gold Coast, throughout southeast Queensland to meet our young people.
Now, the kids usually find you through the school program. You're partnering with schools to identify the children who would best be placed in the Traction program, and they have to earn their spot and then work hard to keep their spot. There might be parents or carers who are listening who can identify somebody in their life who could benefit from Traction. What's the best way for them to be involved or to be able to engage their school to reach out to you?
You're spot on, Sophie. Like, we work in partnership with schools. Our schools identify young people for whom they're experiencing challenges and where Traction will help them to re-engage and achieve their potential. So if, as a parent with a young person who they, I guess, see not quite hitting their potential and need a bit of extra support, the best way for those parents and guardians is to just ask the question of their school, whether it's the guidance officer, the head of department, the principal, many of whom are well aware of Traction and have experience with us and have partnered with us, because Traction could be everywhere. It could be in every school around the state as a support for young people and a support for the school staff to help our young people hit their potential. And look, teachers love Traction. If you can imagine, sometimes you've got kids in classes who, well, maybe they're a bit disruptive, for example, and it's affecting the learning process for others. Sometimes those young people just need a different environment to achieve their potential, to settle, to help them manage the things that they're challenged by, and to reset and re-engage. And teachers love it when our young people come back from Traction because they apply themselves, and sometimes they see completely different young people.
Do you need some more mentors?
We're always looking for mentors who at the end of the day have a heart for young people. And it's a different job, mentor. It's not a teacher. You're not there to, I call it, drop content or instruct young people in anything. You're actually there to build rapport and trust with them by asking and inquiring about where they're at. So we're really riding alongside our young people, and we support them to complete their projects. And in doing so, the young people will share what they're challenged by. And sometimes it's pretty serious stuff. So the role is not for everyone. And we invest a lot in our mentors in terms of trauma-informed, strength-based approaches, which has made Traction so successful. It's fundamental to our practice. But the best part is when the young people start to share their hopes and dreams. When they start to look at our mentors and ask the questions, do you think I could do that? Do you think I've got it in me to do that? Because I kind of, I think I like that kind of thing. And it's that encouragement that the young people at the right stage in their life can be so powerful.
Flick a switch, light that flame.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that there'll be plenty of my listeners who may be listening to our conversation and wondering whether or not they could give a couple of hours of their time to be involved. And if you're interested, you should jump onto the Traction website. I know there'll also be people who will want to know whether or not they can give you bikes to work on. Are you accepting bikes at the moment?
Stay tuned.
Okay.
It's on pause.
Okay.
Our insurers have concerns about that. We used to do this for many years. It's a great way for the community to help us. However, we are looking at ways to reactivate that in the future.
Bureaucracy. It always comes to the fore. And I know one of your other frustrations, Sandy, and we've run out of time today, is to find some ongoing funding. Your program, like so many other programs, that could be more engaging with young people in a concept of prevention and to a degree rehabilitation, life rehabilitation. So I know that you're having some conversations with the relevant departments and ministers, and hopefully they'll give you the helping hand. In the meantime, I know you do great work in your fundraising, and we're always happy to help out. All the very best to you, and Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Sophie.
It's 21 minutes past two. For those inquiring, the website for Traction, Sandy Murdoch, just telling us all about the work that they're doing to deliver this hands-on learning and mentoring program, is traction.community. Traction.community. And thanks to Anne and a couple of other listeners who've suggested that they have old bikes that they would like to be able to pass over. Watch this space. As Sandy said, when there's an opportunity for that to happen, I will let you know. And if you still have those old bikes that you'd like to pass on, you can. And certainly, if you think you've got some of those skills that could be used for mentoring young people in that sort of middle school age, then jump onto the website and have a little look and see whether or not it's right for you.